Weather conditions in the Midwest will be dominated by three storm systems that will likely race across the region as we move forward through this next 7-day period. The majority of the precipitation is still going to be light, and it will occur as a wintry mix of precipitation types. Today's storm system is likely to produce snow from northern Iowa and southern portions of Minnesota into Michigan and some neighboring areas in northern Illinois, northern Indiana, and eventually northwestern Ohio. Some of the precipitation will occur as rain and rain changing to snow in the lower parts of the Midwest. Any snow that occurs in the Ohio River Valley is expected to be extremely brief and light. We won't expect accumulations to be very significant except across the northern parts of this precipitation area where we could see anywhere from 1 to 4 inches of accumulation. After this storm system passes, a weak high pressure center will settle into the region. We'll have another storm system coming along though, and this one is likely to occur Wednesday night going into Thursday, and it will be out of the area by Friday at dawn. This storm system, like its predecessor, will likely produce both rain and snow. The snow is most likely going to come from Minnesota and northeastern Iowa into parts of northern Illinois, and then from there into parts of Ohio and southern Michigan once again. And we'll expect rain to occur on the south side of the storm system from parts of southern Iowa and Missouri into the Ohio River Valley. After that storm system passes, there'll be yet another disturbance. This one will occur on Friday night going into Saturday, and it will take a more northerly track through northern and central parts of Minnesota into Michigan and some northern areas in Ohio and Indiana. And this system will likely produce some snow as well. Each one of these weather events is going to produce some moisture, and if we will step back and look at the big picture and determine the amount of total moisture that's going to come from all three systems combined, we're left with moisture totals that will run mostly in the range of about 0.2 inch upwards to around 0.75 inch, and there will be a chance for a few spots from southeastern Illinois into Ohio that could get more than 1 inch of moisture. That will keep most of the Midwest fairly moist, at least for areas east of the Mississippi River. Now, in the western Corn Belt, precipitation is not likely to be very impressive, and parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, and northern Missouri will only see a restricted amount of moisture. Not that they're going to become too dry anytime soon, but this is a trend that seems to be in place for right now, and greater amounts of moisture will eventually be needed, not only in the western Corn Belt, but in hard red winter wheat country as well. A storm system is expected to evolve next week that will be far more powerful than any one of these other three systems that I've mentioned so far today. The storm is expected in the middle part of next week for the heart of the Midwest and maybe early next week in hard red winter wheat country. Storm system promises to produce a substantial amount of precipitation from the U.S. Delta area northward into the Ohio River Basin area. These areas could get 1 to 2 and some local 3-inch amounts of moisture. This will likely stop early season planting progress in parts of the lower Delta and into a part of the southeastern states as well. Obviously, this storm is a full week away. There's still plenty of time for conditions to change. We'll continue to monitor the situation as time moves along. Our temperatures are not going to be terribly uncomfortable for a while. We're expecting to see a cooler bias, though, prevailing for the next few days. High temperatures today will be in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, while readings in the south will be in the 40s, perhaps over 50 degrees near the Ohio River. Highs tomorrow will be 20s and 30s across, again, the northern half to two-thirds of the Midwest, while readings in the south are likely to be back into the 40s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.